Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, he was a CIA case officer in the field, helped found, the founder of the modern Marine Corps intelligence, and he is an author, lecturer, reviews books for Amazon, and he is a big speaker at the large hacking conferences and technology conferences. He is, of course, Robert David Steele, the website OSS.net, links to it up on Infowars.com. We've got another guest coming up with a huge breaking news for you concerning 9/11. But in the last few minutes we've got with you, last time it made big headlines, I mean literally dozens of major technology publications, headlines, you know, that former CIA agent, you know, expert on these systems comes out and says that Google's in bed with the CIA. Now, of course, we know other organizations and groups are as well. Can you elaborate on that or comment on that? And then the addendum, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm sure you are. Google has come out and said they're going to use the microphones and cameras that are on most computers to have passive, quote, passive systems record your words to put into a psychological algorithm for marketing. Of course, then there's the dual intelligence gathering capability of that for the government. Can you comment on what Google's doing or elaborate any on you know, why Google is in bed with the CIA?
Well, I'll try and do this very concisely. I'm also concerned about the fact that the FBI is now turning cell phones on. Unless you remove the battery from your cell phone, it can now be activated by the FBI, and they can listen to whatever your cell phone can hear.
Now, they've been doing that since 96.
Well, it's a very, very disturbing trend. First off, I think Google took money from the CIA when it was poor and it was starting up. And unfortunately, our system right now floods money into spying and other illegal and largely unethical activities, and it doesn't fund what I call the open source world, which is both intelligence and software. I'm working to change that. In fact, I'm starting a new nonprofit.
I mean, just how in bed is Google with the CIA?
Right now, I would say it's a small but significant relationship. It is by no means dominating Google. In fact, Google has been embarrassed because everything that CIA asked it to do, they couldn't do. So Google is kind of off there. However, I think it's also very, very wrong of Google to have this relationship.
Well, what do you think about them censoring videos and erasing my hit counts and things?
Well,
like,
I think they're not only censoring videos, they're censoring press releases. I think that I've seen some press releases that are very critical of Dick Cheney and others that somehow don't make it to Google News, even though they're released by PR Newswire.
We're exactly, which is a normal affiliate. I've been an affiliate of Google News, but they selectively do not add most of what I put in, and then months later, suddenly hundreds of our stories then show up.
Well, I think that you have to recognize, I mean, I always say when choosing between incompetence and conspiracy, go with incompetence every time. I think Google has gotten way too big for itself. Google Answers just self-destructed because Google wouldn't listen to all of us that were trying to help it. I think Google is long overdue for a public audit. And one of the problems with privatized power is that it's not subject to public audit. I believe that there is a marketplace for a handheld and a laptop that allows the end user to completely control all outgoing emissions. And I believe there's a desperate need for a citizen activist skunkworks that can thoroughly scrub stuff. And I absolutely believe that we should put Google out of business unless they're willing to go the open source software route.
So do you think all that coverage your interview got concerning their involvement with the CIA, do you think that concerned them?
It concerned them enough to lie to the public. They denied it.
But you have sources in the CIA that are involved.
Let me say very explicitly, their contact at CIA is named Dr. Rick Steinheiser. He's in the Office of Research and Development.
And you've got evidence that they took money, seed money, at Google.
I don't have the receipts, Alex. I just know this from trusted individuals.
So you have sources saying they're at the inception or shortly after?
They've been together for quite a while.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Steele.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. We'll talk to you again soon. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ed Haas is our guest. We'll be going to him in just a moment. This story has been partially vetted. If it continues to pan out, which unfortunately it is, it's very sad, very scary. It is one of the biggest developments in the history of 9/11 truth that I, again, unfortunately, am the progenitor of. I don't like having that position, and I don't like the fact 9/11 happened, and I wish the world wasn't so dark and so serious. But you just heard the former founder of Marine Corps Intelligence, and of course, before that, a high-powered, on-the-ground spy. I mean, you know, actually tracking people, going up against them, saying clearly there's enough to indict Dick Cheney for being involved in the attacks. This is very real. That's why it's important that you get my film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. You get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And you get Loose Change, Second Edition. And you get my new film, Terror Storm. And 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. Because by getting these films, you will have the record, the proof, the evidence of how the military-industrial complex, in conjunction with at least three intelligence bodies, CIA, MI6, and Mossad, orchestrated 9/11. A team effort, as they always team up. Please get Terror Storm, and I'm asking you. We've got some new projects coming up in the new year, and we need the capital to launch those new projects that are going to be very effective in our prosecution of the war against the global crime syndicate, against the New World Order. But that's only one reason. The most important reason is They're informative, they're well-produced, they're documented, and they're changing lives. And we have woken up the majority of the people. Now we've got to wake up the other half of the population. 84% in scientific polls believe they're being lied to about 9/11. 36% in scientific polls believe total inside job, with 68% believing massive cover-up. So now let's take the country back. If government-sponsored terror fails, if we are able to expose it, which we are now about to have victory, that will just derail many New World Order operations. It doesn't mean we've beaten them, but it means we're winning a major battle, and we're bloodying them, and I want to go on bloodying them. And understand, you have the power. This show has an effect. I mean, you heard Mr. Steele on saying he's basically never gotten a response like this, and we hear that from congressmen. We hear that from movie producers. We hear that from, because we have a big audience. It's big. But our millions of listeners, our couple million listeners, that's conservative in a week, dwarfs other shows with 10, 15, 20 million because they're not active. They're jellyfish. They're not active. You are active. We'll get even more active. So we guarantee delivery to you. We ship at UPS Ground. So the last day we take orders is the 15th. We keep taking orders, of course, but where it's guaranteed to get to you a few days before Christmas. UPS Ground might take 5 days, usually takes 3 days. In fact, they claim everywhere in the country 3 days, but and we're getting the shipping just to a few days before now. We're trying to catch up to where we're shipping on the day as they come in. But then the weekends always get us behind. So we've got extra people in here. We're going to have the shipments out to you on the 15th. Whatever comes in the 15th will be out on the 16th. We're going to be here overnight and here on that Saturday. And so that's Santa's little elves here in the InfoWar. So please go to InfoWars.com. Look at all the specials, all the deals, T-shirts that say 9/11 Inside Job on the front, 9/11 equals Inside Job, InfoWars.com on the back, $9.95. DVDs, my film as low as $9.95. America, Freedom to Fascism. So go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us, and that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, if you're going to write to us to get Christmas gifts or birthday presents or whatever, but for here in the holiday, you need to go ahead and get those off, I'd say, in the next 5 days or so, because the mail might take 5-6 days to get here, especially with all the holiday mail going around, so we can get that out to you as well. So I'd say mail cutoffs probably, well, it'll be the 15th too, but you better mail it long before then. So, again, please take action. Or I guess you could rush deliver us a check or money order to do that. I get so wound up in all this news, I forget to plug the videos and the books, which are key in the info war. All right. Ed Haas has a lengthy list of great articles he's written the last few years. I found them to be very accurate, very informative, and very even-handed, and he's done some real journalistic work in the last few months. I am here looking in front of me of two FBI agent business cards. I'm looking at a letter from the U.S. Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation, March 28, 2001, months before 9/11, to the individual that tried to go to them. I have a June 20th, 2001 letter here with his name blacked out saying that they couldn't help him. And it's part and parcel. It isn't just this one report. It's all these other people, FBI agents, flight school trainers, who said embassy heads, the head of the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, saying they're going to hijack jets, they're going to attack America, they're terrorists, and being told, shut up, back off, stand down. And then they get fired or reprimanded or demoted. The people that blocked them got record cash bonuses in 2002. All right? And we know the so-called hijackers were U.S. government agents. We know they were taking part in a drill, decoys. You heard Steele, a high-level CIA analyst and field officer and the founder of what is modern Marine Corps intelligence, telling you that he thought that they were set up, they were on board the aircraft, remote control, took control. That's what the evidence fits the closest. The official story is a complete lie. The truth is we don't know specifically right down to the fine details what they did on 9/11. We just know they blew up the buildings. It's an inside job. Those hijackers were U.S. government agents. We know that that the PNAC boys called for a new Pearl Harbor. I've prefaced this enough. This Ed Haas story is huge. We've got it up on Infowars.com right now. And it's a story out of the Muckraker Report. Prior knowledge of 9/11 attacks overheard in Hebrew. And I guess what we should do, Ed, is in the next 5 minutes we've got kind of nutshell it. And then in the next 40 minutes that we've got together after that break, we'll walk through the history of this and the phone calls you've made and the things you've done. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for your courage, because this is the type of story that will get you killed. I hope you know that.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about it. In a nutshell, a reader of the Muckraker Report.
Well, first off, tell us about Ed Haas, and then we'll do that.
Oh, I'm the editor of the Muckraker Report. I started the Muckraker Report in 2002. And it started out pretty much as a libertarian type news commentary website, and it's kind of evolved over the years. And in this past year, our readership has grown. We had a few articles that kind of spread around the internet pretty quickly. The FBI no hard evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to 9/11 was one back in June that, you know, really got a lot of attention, because I had an FBI spokesman explain to me that the reason why 9/11 isn't mentioned on bin Laden's most wanted posters because the FBI had no hard evidence connecting him to 9/11, which, you know, that's just another small piece in this entire
9/11. So your name got out there. Exactly. Your name got out there. You got contacted 6 months ago. Tell us what happened.
Oh, I was contacted by a reader who said that she knew an Israeli that lived in New Jersey who had a lot of information that nobody had been listening to him. I try to follow all them through. If somebody tells me of somebody that nobody's listening to, I usually follow through. It took me a little bit of time. I finally did contact the individual, spoke to him on the phone on numerous occasions, had him hard copy some documentation to me. You know, I approach this individual as if his story was BS. You know, that's how I kind of had to approach it, is this guy might be a nutcase. Let's follow through, though, and see if his story starts to have merit. And I reached a point where I felt as though this guy has some information based on his documentation, and it smells like more cover-up to me. And once I had received copies of the letters he had received from the FBI, basically this individual overheard a conversation in a cemetery in New Jersey, and it was spoken in Hebrew. He lives near the cemetery. He went to the cemetery to clip ivy for his garden, to English ivy. He clips it, he puts it in water.
Yeah, you can root it by just sticking it in the ground. Yeah.
Exactly. So he was just out casually going about his business. This individual is a former member of the Israeli Defense Force. He's a veteran of the Yom Kippur War. He's in this cemetery. He overhears a conversation he believes to be spoken in Hebrew. That gets his attention. He walks towards the conversation. He is getting close enough to confirm it's being spoken in Hebrew. He moves a little closer. The way the cemetery's set up, and I did research on the cemetery to confirm it. I mean, this is sort of the stuff I did, is confirm the cemetery exists.
Stay there. Got a break, Ed. We're going to come back and go over what he heard. And then he contacted the FBI, and we've got the evidence that he did indeed do that. And you vetted at least that far. This is amazing. And I want to tell him, now that he's talked to you, and now that you've contacted the FBI, the globalists know who this guy is. He better go public right now. He is in grave danger.
You're Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? It sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
First radio interview Ed Haas has done on this story since he broke it this weekend. He's been working on it off and on the last few months. First got on the trail 6 months ago. Okay, so he's in the cemetery behind a wall getting some clippings. That's where the English ivy grows. And he hears people in Hebrew. He gets up closer. They don't know he's there. What does he hear?
Yeah, he moves closer, and they you're right. They don't know he's here, and he confirms the conversations being spoken in Hebrew, and he overhears the Americans will learn what it is to live with terrorists after the planes hit the Twins in September. That's his quote. This is in October of 2000. He hears this conversation.
So that's many months before 9/11.
11 months.
Amazing. Okay, and did they say anything else after that, or did he hear anything else?
He said that actually it was two men leaning against the wall. He sees a third. They're speaking in Hebrew. He sees a third pull up in a town car. When the third shows up, that's when they get into the conversation where the quote is, the Americans will learn what it is to live with terrorists after the planes hit the Twins in September. One of the two men that had been at the meeting before the town car showed up, he had asked the individual in the town car, expressed some doubts about whether the upcoming election in November of 2000 between Bush, Cheney, Gore, Lieberman could have any impact on their plans. And the individual in the town car is quoted as saying, don't worry, we have people in high places. No matter who gets elected, they will take care of everything. This is what the individual heard.
Amazing. And there was another quote in there about they can't believe how stupid the Arabs are.
That's right. That's right. That they don't realize they're being used, which is, you know, this individual, the individual who overheard this, you know, as a former Israeli Defense Force member, I've spoken to him on numerous different occasions, and he, you know, he definitely has an insight about how intelligence communities work, how governments work. He knew that he overheard something that was very, very dangerous.
So you approached him how many months ago and developed a relationship with him?
I probably made my first contact with him about 3 months ago. I had received some email information from him. The first thing, he doesn't write English well, and he doesn't speak English great. So I took some time. You know, the truth is, when I first got his stuff via email and I read it, I had a hard time understanding it. Because of his broken English, reading his writing, it sounded, you know, uneducated or kind of nutty, and I had to kind of work through all that in my mind.
When did you get the FBI agents' cards and letters from the Justice Department?
I received that stuff. I actually got copies of this stuff from the individual a week and a half ago. These were the pieces of information that he said he had. That I said, well, I have to see that stuff.
Okay, so now you get them, then you start making phone calls. That's where this gets scary. Bring us to the next, because I'm looking. We've got these up on Infowars.com. They're up on the MuckrakerReport.com.
What made it so fascinating is, I mean, on November 22nd, I decide, okay, I'm going to start trying to confirm this guy's story. Once I confirmed that the agents existed, I mean, some of this stuff, you know, if you think about somebody making up a story, you know, identifying FBI agents isn't, you know, it's not like when you go on your local police force website, they'll have pictures of all the police officers. You know, identity of agents is something that, you know, he would have had to have went to great lengths to fabricate. So I thought, well, I'm going to confirm the agent. So I contacted the FBI North Division, and I was able to confirm Agent Gritz, who is one of the agents that the source says met with him on June 26, 2001.
Robin L. Gritz.
Robin L. Gritz. And I was told by the FBI North Division, they transferred me to the legal unit. And she asked if I could submit a request in writing, which I did. I wrote a letter, you know, just basically saying, I want to confirm whether Agent Gritz and Agent Stengel met with this individual on June 26, 2001. This individual says he had overheard a conversation. You know, I kind of brought him up to date about what I'm trying to do here. This guy says he overheard something in October 2000, which is pretty compelling. I faxed the letter to the legal unit saying,
stay there. We got a break again. When we come back, we'll tell the rest of the story and then give you some new details, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone.
Welcome back.
Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Glad that you joined us today. Ed Haas, founder and editor of the Muckraker Report, founded in 2002. We've been watching his work and posting a lot of it, done a lot of great work. Has enjoyed a steady increase in readership over the years, with exponential growth occurring in 2006. And he is a great writer and done a lot of good journalistic work in this report, and he's here with us today. Okay, so you're vetting, and so you send the letter that legal asked you to at the FBI there in New Jersey to tell you indeed if these two FBI agents met with this unnamed individual who you know now, this Israeli-American who was in the Yom Kippur War, who heard these people talking about in Hebrew in September when the twins get hit. They'll know what it's like to live with terrorism. And then the ensuing discussion about that. Please continue. You're still vetting the story.
Yeah, right. What's so amazing about it is on, you know, Wednesday, November 22nd, I contact FBI North Division. On Friday, November 24th, I receive a phone call from the North Division confirming receipt of my letter. On Tuesday, November 28th, I receive a phone call from Kathy at FBI National Press Office. So it jumped from North Division Legal Unit to FBI Press Office National.
Oh yeah, they're not ignoring this like it was just some crazy that they talked to a year ago or no, this is serious.
Right. She said Kathy informs me.
So a 6-plus-year-old case is being taken very serious.
Right. She says I have to file a Freedom of Information Act request, and I let her know what I thought of that because, I mean, that's a joke. So on Wednesday, November 29th, this was the piece that made me say I'm writing this story. The day later, I call directly to Agent Robin Gritz, who allegedly met with the source on June 26, 2001, who left her business card with him at the meeting, who he had copies of. He kept the business cards, made me copies, which you have in your hand. I get her on the phone. I introduce myself and immediately explain. When I talk to these folks, I don't pee all around. I said, I'm trying to confirm this meeting that you had. She immediately said, I believe the press office is handling this for you. She was aware. So this agent who...
They've been having meetings about this. This is big medicine.
Right. She was aware. I said, look, I just want to confirm the meeting. I decided to call you directly. And she said to me, I am not allowed to discuss this with you. I would get in trouble.
And that right there, where there's smoke, there's fire, they just said that, you know, this case is inconsequential, or no, I did not meet with him, or no. She said, I would get in trouble. What was her tone like when she said that?
She was very, you know, she wasn't rude or anything like that. She was like, I will get in trouble. I'm not allowed to talk to
someone. Did she say that with any passion? Like, I will get in trouble. I mean, was she emotional or was it just real dry?
No, it wasn't very dry. In fact, if I recall, she might have even had a somewhat of a laugh in the tone, kind of like, what are you, crazy? I'm not telling you anything.
Well, you know, if she was in Texas or 42 other states, you could have recorded her, but you can't in the District of Columbia or in Maryland or Connecticut,
right.
So you couldn't record her. But it'd be nice to have a recording of that.
Right. I mean, and I tried to explain to them, look, this isn't really about the FBI, and it really isn't about any more evidence of
prior
knowledge.
Yeah, did you meet with this guy? He says he met with you. He's given us your cards with handwritten notes on them. You ought to have that. You know, I get a copy of her handwriting.
Right.
And then more, we have letters here from the Justice Department to this unnamed is he a Israeli living in America, or is he a Jewish American who was originally in Israel? Is he a citizen?
I believe at one. I don't know his citizen status right now, but I believe at one time his citizen status. He was here, not as a citizen. I believe
sure.
He's an Israeli living in America. This is the thing. He was asking for protection. He got the information.
Oh yeah, that's the key.
That's
go over that.
These two letters that he received, he initially contacted the FBI. They told him, if you have any information, take it to your local North Division, because he's in New Jersey. That's how he ended up in contact with those folks. He contacted them, and I have the dates in the article, and they said, we'll send some agents out to you. They never came. So he wrote back to the FBI, and he said, look, I have some compelling information I want to share with you, but I need protection. And you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this guy, IDF, you know, has some inner workings of knowing how things really go down behind the scenes in government. His request for protection, I thought, was prudent. And he was asking for that guarantee. And so he has two letters that he provided me that basically are coming from Arthur Radford Baker, Unit Chief, Office of Public and Congressional Affairs, the FBI, saying, you know, we can't guarantee you anything. In his letter, he said, if you're still concerned about your safety and believe that your local police are unable to help you, you may report your concerns to the New Jersey State Police. This guy's worried about the Mossad, you know, and the FBI is telling him, call your local cop. I mean, it's insane.
This really is powerful evidence, not just the phone call you made to the agent. She said, I'd get in trouble. You have the letters where he was seeking protection. You've now made those available to the world. And they say any concerns you have for your safety should be brought to the attention of your local or state law enforcement authorities, since the FBI does not have the legal authority to provide you for personal protection. And it says the cooperation and support of citizens like you are essential to the FBI in carrying out its investigative responsibilities, and we are grateful for your offer to help in the fight against terrorism. Again, this is dated before 9/11, March 28, 2001. If you become aware of information which you believe would be of investigative interest to the FBI, you may wish to contact our Newark office at the address below, since that office is responsible for overseeing FBI operations in your area. The next letter, there's another letter here, this time from June 20th. Now we're getting up within a few months of the attacks.
Right. And he received, what's interesting is the June 20th letter, he received on June 26th, the day that Agent Gritz and Stengel allegedly came to see him. They come to see him. He presents them with these letters and says, look, I got some information. I can't tell you the details unless you can guarantee me protection. He describes Agents Gritz and Stengel as being kind of outraged by this rejection of any protection for this individual coming from the higher echelons of the FBI.
And we know that, again, from Texas to Phoenix, Arizona, to Chicago, Illinois, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, all over the country, FBI agents weren't allowed and were blocked from investigating all of these red flags that were popping up. But he didn't stop there, did he?
Well, what happened was first thing is he spoke highly of those two agents, and he said that they spent 2 to 3 hours with him, and they tried to gain the information. He said, look, what I can tell you I can't tell you everything, but I will tell you what the information I have involves a terror strike in New York City, and it involves airplanes. If you want more information, I need to guarantee a protection. He didn't tell them is what he heard in that cemetery.
Now let's be clear here. We know that other people made warnings. Flight school chiefs said, look, these guys don't want to know how to land.
Right.
FBI agents or take off. FBI agents said in reports they may want to fly planes into the World Trade Center. This was out in the few months before 9/11 because they were getting it from so many different sectors.
Right.
I've gotten so much chatter on it, I went on TV and said they'll probably attack the World Trade Centers and blame it on bin Laden.
Right.
So, I mean, old Alex Jones, folks, was getting this chatter and hearing a big event's about to happen. Where have they hit before, Alex? That's what my sources were saying. Well, I knew where they hit before. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver in New York in 93 with the first attack. And then you have Odigo, the Israeli instant message company. That's mainstream Israeli news, folks, where it comes from. Admitting, yeah, we got a call telling people to not go to work or get out of the building. You have the Arab kids on record saying that those buildings won't be there next week. You have printed calendars showing it. I mean, everybody knew that this was going on. Now, any other tidbits that have come out since you wrote this over the weekend, any other little developments that people need to know about?
Well, what I'm working on right now is I'm going to do the Freedom of Information Act request just for the formality of it. I'm going to try to get this individual to come public. What's interesting is that after the event, after 9/11, nobody from the FBI came back to this guy. Nobody came back to him to say, hey, maybe we missed something. Can you tell us what you knew? Which in his mind just confirms that this thing,
isn't the way the government told us.
When you talk to him, from what he heard and what he's seen, who does he think did the attacks? I mean, does this show Israeli support and Israeli total involvement? Or, I mean, to him, what did that mean? And that weird thing, you know, that cryptic statement about, you know, the Arabs don't know that we're using them, that they're being set
right.
up, you know, they're so stupid. Or what was the exact quote?
Let me see. But, yeah, that they don't realize that they're being used, that they're so stupid. I think this, based on what I've gained from this individual, he definitely believes that it was a, you know, maybe not just Israeli intelligence, but like you said at the beginning of the show, you know, it's a conglomeration of intelligence agencies that come together. Israelis obviously knew about it. He thinks that there is a relationship between what he heard and being in Newark. Area and the urban moving system story, the five Israelis that were.
Yeah, how close to all of that, right across the water, is the cemetery?
I didn't do exact distances yet. I looked at from New York to the cemetery. It was 13 miles.
So it's right there.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty feasible that
Newark is only about 12 miles.
Right, and
the outskirts are, because I've been on trains there, but
one of the quotes at the end of the article is that, you know, they talk about, I go back to the urban moving systems, and one of the employees who's on record from the system saying, you know, he's in tears on the morning of 9/11, and his Israeli coworkers are laughing and joking. And he's on record, this former urban moving systems employee is saying, you know, one of the Israelis said, you know, now you know what it's like to live with terrorism. And I thought, well, when I found that quote and tying it in with what this individual said he overheard in October of 2000, I said, well, that's striking. You know, to get America to understand what it's like.
You might go dig this up. The bizarre Bergen County police chief, they have a police chief in the county there, who I had on, 2 years ago, who said we should all be made to take chips. Remember that? I don't know if you ever saw that. I didn't even know. And then one of my people ran and said, do you know that's the same county? He's the guy that arrested the van full of the Israelis for jumping up and down. And I brought that up, and he didn't want to talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, he said, yeah, it was weird. Yeah, we did arrest him. Yeah, they were celebrating. Yeah, this did happen. And then, boy, they all moved out of there. They all moved out of there real, real quick, and that ties in with the camera and the jumping up and down. I tell you, this story turns out, we know he contacted them. We know they admit that this,
yes,
that these letters were sent. They won't say about what. We know from his side. You know, there's a rule in this. If you've told your story and you've gone public and you're out in the open, they normally won't kill you. It makes you a lot safer because, you know, dead men tell no tales. But once you put your story out, a dead man becomes a martyr and truly certifies and vets the story. I talked to you. You said he knows he's in great danger and that he was approached out of the blue with someone that, you know, he's all secretive about this, who was bringing this up to him last week. And that was before there was even a story, meaning that your phone calls to the FBI had already spurred something, obviously, back into the intelligence apparatus. Tell us about that.
Well, we had a conversation maybe an hour and a half long, maybe a week and a half ago, and then I called him 2 days later because I had a follow-up question that I needed to get an answer to, and he had said that in between those two conversations that he was approached by an individual in his neighborhood who he never saw before, well-dressed, well-spoken, and very friendly, and this individual comes up to him and starts talking to him in, you know, about specific information that isn't the type of information you would bring up in a conversation you meet with a stranger on the street. He felt convinced that, you know, he said in a very matter-of-fact way, our conversations are being listened to, which, you know, he lives with that. And you know, one of the pieces, Alex, is what, you know, Senator Graham...
Tell you what, stay there, stay there. Yeah. Final segment with Ed Haas. Let's talk about it when we get back. Folks, stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
we fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. But we fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Four, five, four, three, four, five, three, four.
Welcome back. A final segment here with Ed Haas. We got to get him back up later this week, and we're working on getting the individual. He knows his name. He's interviewed him. He's talked to him. He's vetted it. It's really scary. I hope that it turns out to be some elaborate hoax. Even if it is, it's some government op to discredit. And it doesn't look like that at this time. It fits in with all the same MO, the prior knowledge, everybody locally hearing about it. This is somebody, this is where those stories started. Somebody like this locally who actually overheard the source of it. In the last 4 minutes we've got left, any other key areas we haven't covered, Ed Haas?
Well, I think one of the most intriguing things is quotes from Senator Graham from Florida in intelligence reports, and his quotes were printed in some magazines. He said, "I think there is very compelling evidence that at least some of the terrorists were assisted not just in financing, although that was part of it, by a sovereign government. It will become public at some point when it's turned over to the archives, but that's 20 or 30 years from now." And, as an American citizen, I don't like that. If that information shouldn't be held from the public, I want to know who that sovereign government was.
Well, this individual, I agree. This individual, Ed Haas, obviously isn't stupid. He has to know. Now you've contacted the FBI. They've had high-level meetings. You've gotten calls. You know, all this stuff is going on. He needs to go public, and I know that I'll be here in the studio. We can do a taped interview with you and he whenever you want. I'd rather do it live. We need to stay in contact. When the show ends, I'll give you my cell phone number. We need to get him on the air. I need to talk to him today, tomorrow, at the latest. We need to get him out in public. And, I mean, that will protect him to a much greater extent. That's what every analyst, every person who's been in covert ops has told us, is what history shows. I mean, he's got to understand that now he's gone public, he better make a big splash and do it now.
Yep. And I'm gonna contact him tonight. I'm going to give him your contact information. We're going to see if we can get this done. I'm concerned for him.
Well, I mean, he's got to know it's dangerous now that you wrote the article. I mean, what does he think of the story?
He does. He does know it's dangerous.
And so this was somebody that knew him locally that contacted you, and that's how it happened?
Actually, a friend of his is a reader of the Muckraker Report, and she had emailed me saying, I really need you to talk to this individual. And that's how the whole thing started.
Well, that's what's great about the alternative media. I can't follow up every story I hear about. I can't call every lead. You can't. Yep. But with thousands of alternative sites and reporters and people out there, we're really giving the globalists a run for their money. Are you concerned, Ed? Because this is pretty dangerous what you're doing.
I don't care. I really don't. I mean, I truth is truth.
Live free or die?
That's me, baby. I mean, the truth is the truth. And
I'll tell you, I agree. You were in more danger, though, before you got this out. Man, when you were calling the FBI last week and having all these conversations.
Yep.
This is serious business. All right. Well, I'll talk to you when we end here in about 45 seconds. Ed Haas, anything else you want to add?
Just thanks so much for getting this story out, Alec.
Oh, no, thank you. And the MuckrakerReport.com. We've got it all mirrored up on Infowars.com. We'll have a big report on this tonight at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. A lot of big stories up on JonesReport.com. There's a lot of stuff there every day you won't see on the other sites, so be sure and check it out, as well as Infowars.net. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. This is the Genesis Network. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.